almost drowning. Language left me. Prepositions went first, when the surprised lungs were asked to act like gills. Adverbs and adjectives followed, as gravity toyed with me, drawing me deeper, letting go later each time, like an experienced seductress. I flailed my way up for air, for a split-second chance to sputter out something that might save my life, something my brother and friends might hear in the faraway world of rope and buoy, something to make the lifeguard remember one crab had moved up to frog. Down and down I went into silent darkness, without nouns, mud sucking at my heels, seaweed holding on, arms heavy, so much work left for the verbs to do, to kick, to thrash. Then everything fell away, until an eye seemed all there was.